And now it's time for Watch This. Sarah Nix and Charles Monroe Kane catch us up on documentaries just released for streaming.
So, Charles, we're still hot on the heels of the Academy Awards, and we're catching up on some of the nominees for the full-length documentaries. I watched the Oscar winner. It's called 20 Feet from Stardom. It's about the people, mainly women, who shape pop music as backup singers for big, big names like the Rolling Stones and Ray Charles.
Yeah, people, I saw it in theaters a few months ago, and people loved it. They were clapping and cheering, and it was great.
And there's so much great music in this documentary, and these really compelling women, and of course the big stars. And so many of them wanted to be stars in their own right, but others, like Cindy Mazel, really seemed to just love being a backup singer.
I could be different people, a chameleon, you know? It's just like you could change up. You're never bored.
Of course, not all of the women's stories are quite that happy, but I love the film because you get really behind the scenes of these iconic albums. You get backroom stories about the artists and the work and all the labor that goes into putting together a great album.
Sounds great.
It was great, but I guess what you watched was not quite so fun.
No, it wasn't as upbeat. I watched the film The Act of Killing. It was also nominated, nominated for Best Documentary Feature, and a lot of people were surprised that it didn't win.
And there's a big backstory to this
film,
right?
There's a huge story to it. Joshua Oppenheimer, the director, wanted to tell the story of the Indonesian genocide. That's when 1 million people were killed in what was considered by many the greatest mass murder in the 20th century. But when the Indonesian regime heard about his project, they made it very difficult for him to get interviews with the victims. So instead, he twisted it and he started interviewing the perpetrators.
Wow.
No, I mean, not just interview them. He had them reenact their killings on film set in the style of their favorite American movies.
Like gangster movies, like cowboy, like what kind of
Yeah,
movies?
Gangster movies, cowboy movies. They're doing John Wayne stuff. It was surreal. And it was garish. You would see reenactments of torture, rape, murders with dancing girls, yodeling cowboys. There was this two-story tall fish where the perpetrators would dress and drag and dance around it. It was bizarre. It was surreal. I watched it with a bunch of guys, and we were left speechless. I was almost physically ill at one moment, but it is very much worth seeing. I would consider this film a masterpiece.
That was Sarah Nix and Charles Monroe Kane with Watch This. You can see trailers of the documentaries they talked about on our website at ttbook.org.